Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey McDermott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Fox moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Kell reaches second base with a double. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Kell steals home. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Caris Quell moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera bunts towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Batts moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Batts moves to third. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton strikes out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. McDermott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. McDermott reaches second base with a double. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Carrasquel trying to get to third. Umflett throws the ball into Yost, who tags Carrasquel for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Runnels. Fox moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Umflett. Fain reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell is walked intentionally. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Batts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Batts reaches third base with a triple. Minoso scores. Fain scores. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batts scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Gus Kiriazako is now pitching. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 2 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 2 in the game. Seavers hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Umflett moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Tom Wright pinch hits for Gus Kiriazako. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Umflett moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bunky Stewart now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Runnels hits a line drive towards first. Fain catches it and steps on first to double up Busby. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels pinch runs for George Kell. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Cass Michaels now playing third base. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Umflett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Bunky Stewart. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-3 in the game. Trucks bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Trucks covering. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Pesky goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Martin now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.